All right, everybody, welcome back. Ready to dive into some seriously interesting legal stuff today.
Definitely. Should be fascinating.
You sent over some stuff about slip and fall accidents, and
Yeah.
apparently Fall River's got quite the history with these.
Yeah, it's pretty interesting how often these things pop up.
So think of this as our deep dive into, well, avoiding a different kind of deep dive,
I
right?
like that. And, avoiding a legal headache while you're at it.
Exactly. So many people think these cases are like you slip, you get a bunch of money, case closed.
Right, like it's automatic. But it's so much more complicated than that.
That's what we're here for. Let's say I'm walking down South Main Street, maybe grabbing a coffee at one of those cute little places.
Right.
What does the law actually say about property owners having to, keep things safe for people walking around?
Well, it all comes down to this thing called duty of care.
Yeah.
Basically, in Massachusetts, property owners, they don't just get to like hope things are safe. It's a legal obligation to make sure their property is safe for anyone on it.
So it's not just about like putting a caution wet floor sign up and calling it a day.
Exactly. Think of it like let's say a grocery store. They spill some milk, it's a hazard. Their job is to clean it up, not just warn people and move on.
So it's about being proactive, not just reacting after someone's already taken a tumble.
100%. Clear walkways, well-lit stairwells, making sure handrails are secure. It's the whole nine yards. I mean, some of the documents you sent, they had cases where a missing handrail or burnt out light bulb led to these huge lawsuits.
See, this is why I get a thrill out of this stuff. Total curveballs. So accidents will happen, even if everything's, up to code and perfectly maintained.
Sure.
What does someone actually have to prove if they do trip and fall to, actually be eligible for like compensation and all that?
That's where it gets really interesting, and that's where this whole idea of proving negligence comes in.
Okay, negligence. That sounds like a big, scary legal term. Break it down for me. What does it actually mean for like everyday people in these situations?
Basically, you have to show that the property owner, they knew or should have known about the danger, but didn't do anything reasonable to fix it. Like, if my front steps have a loose brick, right, and I just ignore it for weeks, and then you come over and trip on it, well, a reasonable person would say, hey, you knew that was dangerous. You should have fixed it. That's what we mean by negligence.
Okay, so it's not just about the hazard existing, it's about whether the property owner like dropped the ball and didn't take care of it.
You got it. And proving that they dropped the ball. That's where things get really interesting, and that's where a good lawyer comes in handy.
Okay, so proving negligence is like the big thing.
Yeah.
But what are we actually looking for? What are the like the common hazards that people might not even think about?
You'd be surprised. It's not all, banana peels and icy sidewalks.
Thank goodness for small favors right
Yeah.
now.
Right. I mean, Fall River has those cobblestone streets.
Oh, tell me about it. Charming but treacherous in heels.
Exactly. But looking at this research, wet surfaces, those are a big one. And not just, rain, like spills, leaks, even someone like overwatering their flower boxes. Those pretty ones they have downtown.
Wait, seriously, overwatering your flowers can get you sued.
Hey, if it creates a hazard and they don't do anything about it, absolutely. Remember, it's about what a reasonable person would do. Would they just leave a puddle or grab a mop?
Okay, point taken. I'll be watching out for those pebbles. What else?
Uneven surfaces can really trip you up, literally.
Oh, yeah.
Potholes, cracks in the pavement, even tree roots pushing up the sidewalk.
See, that's what I mean, those hidden things you just don't see coming.
Exactly. And it doesn't have to be big either. A loose cable, some debris, a box left by a delivery driver. Those can all cause a fall. And if the property owner wasn't paying attention, that's on them.
So you really have to be like on the lookout all the time.
Well, it's about being proactive. And this is where having, proof comes in. One of these cases, it was a broken step. Seemed straightforward, right? But no photos, no witnesses. Property owner claimed it wasn't broken before, so
Oh,
it
wow.
became a he said, she said situation.
Okay, this is making me nervous. So let's say the worst happens. I'm walking, not paying attention, and bam, down I go.
Okay.
What do I do? Like right then and there.
First things first, don't try to be tough. Even if you think it's nothing, get checked out by a doctor.
Really?
Yeah, because sometimes injuries don't show up right away, and having that medical record is crucial.
Okay, so doctor, check. Then what?
Then, remember all that detective work we talked about?
Oh, right
Time to
on.
document everything.
Like what?
Photos, the hazard itself, the area around it, any injuries you have, even your shoes.
My shoes.
Yeah. They could show if, you know, a worn out sole or something contributed to the fall.
Wow, I never would have thought of that. What about witnesses? Should I be, like, getting their numbers or something?
Absolutely. Witnesses are gold in these cases. They can back up your story and, you know, give a neutral perspective.
This is a lot to remember if you're, you know, already hurt and probably a little frazzled.
That's true. It can be overwhelming, which is why it's good to, you know, be prepared ahead of time.
Okay, so I'm injured. I've got my photos. I've got my witnesses. What now? Who do I actually report this to?
Well, if it happened on private property, like a store or a restaurant, you want to report it to a manager right away and make sure you get a written incident report.
Oh, okay.
You know, they're trained for that. They know what to do. Public property, it can be a bit more complicated.
Right.
You might need to contact the city or town directly. And honestly, that's where having a lawyer can be super helpful, just to, like, navigate all that.
Speaking of lawyers, all this material you sent, it mentioned Jason Stone injury lawyers a lot.
Yeah.
Is it really that important to have, like, a specialized slip and fall lawyer?
I mean, any lawyer can take your case, but
right.
When it comes to actually proving negligence,
yeah,
that's where a specialist really shines, you know?
Okay, so they're like the, what, the surgeons of the legal world?
Kind of. They know all the ins and outs of this specific area of law. They know the exact requirements for proving liability here in Fall River. And they've seen all the tactics that insurance companies might try to use.
Tactics?
Yeah.
Sounds intense.
Let's just say they're not always looking out for your best interests. A good lawyer, they'll level the playing field.
Okay.
Like one of these cases I was reading, it seemed pretty minor, right? Someone tripped in a bakery.
Yeah.
Turns out the bakery had known about this loose tile for ages, ignored complaints about it, and then their insurance tried to say it was the customer's fault. But their lawyer, they dug up all these emails and stuff, proved the bakery knew, and did nothing.
Wow.
Yeah, and the customer ended up getting a settlement that covered their medical bills and then some.
See, this is why I love these deep dives. You just never know what you don't know, right?
Exactly. It's all about, you know, being informed, being prepared.
So to wrap things up, if you're listening out there, what's the one thing you want them to take away from all of this?
I'd say slip and falls, they're scarily common, but knowing your rights, being prepared, and getting the right help when you need it, that can make all the difference. Don't just brush it off.
You know,
take those steps, document everything, see a doctor, report the incident. It might seem like a hassle, but it could save you a lot of trouble down the line.
Great advice. So next time you're out and about in Fall River, maybe enjoying the waterfront, keep those eyes peeled, keep your phone charged, you know, just in case you need a photo. And hey, maybe give Jason Stone injury lawyers a call if you need them. Until next time, everybody, stay safe out there.